Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
We're outnumbered, we're outgunned, we're tired, we need your help.
You mean the cops don't have enough guns? Shit!
Hey, look, man, you wanna know why they pull that shit? Cause I tell you.
Cause there ain't no jobs out there.
Right. Hell with them all. All them motherfuckers in jail, huh?
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. I know all about being outgunned, all right? I mean, I was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Right. And it ain't about what you got in your hand. It's about what the people want.
That's what it is, man. Doggone right, that's what it is. What it is, man. It's what the people want,
man. Hey, man, just wait. Let the man talk, all right? Let the man talk.
I used to run with a gang, all right? Now I work with them. I just want to make a point here, right? The reality on the street is that the dope dealer has got the Mercedes Benz, the instant money and the women. Now these kids have eyes. They see what's going on. And that is their socialization. It's the values that they respect. Now we don't educate them. We don't give them jobs.
Look, man, hell, we know all that shit, man. We want you to do something about it, huh?
Look, what we need is some damn protection.
That's
then you got to get involved.
Hey, man, what the fuck you think we're doing here?
Stay up.
Stay up. Dope.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait a minute. It's a special edition of the Hip Hop Digest, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course, while we tripping, I'm right here.
right here.
E Color, what's up, brothers? We right here.
Right here. That's why it's a special edition.
Live in the building.
Your boy E Color, East Coasting.
Yes, sir.
East Coast stomping, ripping, and romping.
New York,
Carolina, and Compton.
Check it out.
Yes, sir. We here.
All right, so we in here. We in the building.
Yeah.
So it's good to have our boy home and whatnot. We did a little toast earlier, and we're going to get into the show proper like.
Yeah.
All right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to do what we do.
Yes, sir. We just did a nice interview before the show.
Indeed. Maybe you hear it before, but maybe you might hear it later.
They'll hear it after the show.
Okay, my man. Yeah. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is New York mayoral candidate Andrew Yang got caught out there in an interview. Okay. The interviewee, I'm not going to talk about the interview or the outlet, but the interviewee says to him, "What's your favorite Jay-Z song? I mean, he is a New Yorker." So you got your boy Andrew Yang running for mayor.
Boy.
The interview slapped him with a Jay-Z. What's your favorite Jay-Z song? Now, your boy is waffling. 30 seconds of dead air.
Oh. 99 problems?
Nigga, he was just shuffling in his chair. Couldn't get off a Jay-Z record.
He belonged to the city?
My question to you, gentlemen, is real talk. Wait a minute. He's running for mayor. He's running mayor for the entire New York City. Why is it important for him to name Jay-Z records? Because I've never heard any other candidate having the name, you know, what's your favorite this, that, and the third.
Boss Skaggs record.
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly. Helen Reddy.
You waffling right now, B. You know why that question got asked.
Well, tell me why it got asked.
Yeah.
Before I say something, tell me why it got asked.
Because of this recent news that the Jigga Man was going to be inducted.
Ah, fuck that.
That's the only reason, yo.
Fuck that.
Okay, I get that part about him getting inducted. Okay, I see that. But why ask a candidate about some shit like that?
Because it's New York.
You know what it was? Again, once again, it's an African-American bat signal shit. Why should we vote for him and he doesn't know who Jay-Z is?
Not Bruce Wayne.
That's what you think, yo?
Nigga, I guarantee that. B, that has nothing to do with nothing, my nigga.
Damn.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Not a single solitary fuck.
Shout the boss. B, it is not important for the mayor of New York City to qualified for mayor if he got to rattle off fucking 3 or 4 Jay-Z joints. Mm. That's ridiculous. And you gonna waste time on bullshit questions like that?
And now...
And see, the problem is, I'm sorry to cut you real quick. And the problem is shit go back to Barack with this playlist shit.
Uh-oh. Barack fucking up.
Yeah, Barack naming Hov and all these other motherfuckers on his playlist every year and all this shit. Now you got to ask, hey, yo, what's your favorite, you know, so-and-so? You know what I'm saying? If you're running for the mayor of New Orleans and shit, you got to know, you know Baby and Lil Wayne on a first-name basis. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my favorite is The Block is Hot. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what do you mean, Mr. Mayor? The Block is Hot?
Come on, bitch. Where Lil
Wayne says, where Lil Wayne says The Block is Hot, but I got to get my Glock cocked?
Damn, B, let me ask you this. Okay. I'm scared because I'm in a corner right now. We done had some heated situations the last couple of weeks.
Right. He can reach you right now.
Yeah,
son.
I'm here now, but I'm going to ask you anyway, yo. Isn't this a situation where it's like whatever the fuck it takes to get butts in the booths?
B.
I'm gonna tell you what's fucked up. I was trying to walk y'all niggas to it, but I just gotta push y'all niggas in the pool.
I just gotta cut you now.
Okay,
cut
you gonna cut me?
Wait, cut me? Or
no,
cut
I gotta cut him. Okay. He done cut me a couple times.
Okay, he cut me
at the intro of the show. Ooh. He done cut me in the few. So let me go ahead and cut him right now.
Okay, you better cut me.
I'm gonna cut you. Okay, I'm gonna cut you right now. But see, right. I'm on your side right now, King Killer, so I'm cutting you correctly. I'm giving you the nice shape up.
Is that Angela Beaufield? I'm on your side?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you go.
So, the problem with this is that you're setting a precedent where you're going to sit there and ask a candidate about some shit that they don't even need to know nothing about. As long as they're qualified to be mayor of a city, why the fuck they need to know who the fuck Jay-Z is? He don't even have to know who the fuck that nigga is.
But that was my point, though.
Right. I'm on your side, my nigga.
Okay.
I'm on your side in this point.
But.
Okay, but.
Oh, I'm going to answer that. see, it'd have been fucked up. Okay. Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang gets asked a question. Do you like egg foo young or shrimp fried rice?
Ooh.
It'd have been fucked up.
Ouch.
Damn right.
Ouch. Sushi,
that's what, to me, look, the hip-hop media, they're playing this shit like it's all cute and shit. Ooh. But nah, B, you're asking him this question and ain't got shit to do with shit. Mm. And then the next time an African-American mayor gets asked some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? You know, about rap. He got to sit up there and ask questions about rap records and shit. Mm. I don't give a fuck about that. And I don't want him to be answering that bullshit. Mm. So don't bring it up.
He shouldn't have to answer that shit.
Exactly.
That's not important. That's not.
It
that's
is not. Not.
To do with politics.
Hell no.
It
what
is
the fuck
not.
Rap got to do with politics?
It is not.
They
and that
be
is,
connected.
And that's the slippery slope that you're going to have with asking this dumb shit. Mm. That's my only point.
Chitlins or no chitlins?
I say no chitlins.
Nigga, I'm saying no chitlins too.
Nigga, shit. I don't want nobody farting in my kitchen.
Nigga, I'm just trying to tell you. That's that crazy shit, nigga. I got all kinds of, like, the pics and shit. Barack coming off Air Force One carrying a watermelon and all kinds
of
crazy shit.
Well, fuck all
shit.
That, though, because your girl pulled out the bottle of hot sauce out the fucking purse when you know motherfucking well that was some pre-play shit.
No doubt. I get it, but I'm just saying.
Bitch
so
had fucking hot sauce in her purse. Come
know,
on.
I know.
All of that shit's stupid.
I know. Exactly.
It was a Texas piece of Frank's.
But Texas Pete is not hot sauce, B. That's vinegar.
So all that being said, that was my main point. So we generally agree on that. Mm-hmm. Now, yes. First of all, asking that dumbass shit about Hove records is bullshit.
But they got you though, because it's a topic. They
right, and
you.
It's a topic, and now, you. but the fucked up part about all of this shit is that the fact that if he can't answer the question, which he didn't, and he was sitting there looking like a dumbass for a couple seconds,
dead air.
So now it fucks up his candidacy.
Ooh.
Because now it's like, oh, this nigga doesn't even know how to answer that question. But he shouldn't even know how to fucking answer. Who cares if he knows how to answer
matter.
That question? It shouldn't matter at all.
The Rock?
It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, let's keep it moving then, all right? Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is job interview time.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
You know how we, you know.
We trying to get that work.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, trying to get.
Tell me how badly you want that work.
My man. Flesh and Bone says he wants Bone Thugs and Harmony to collab with the Migos.
Ouch.
Ouch.
No.
Animosity first grew between the Migos and Bone Thugs more than a year ago when the latter, Bone Thugs, didn't think that they was getting enough respect from via Migos. Wow. Then released two or three Migos diss tracks.
It's the first of the month.
Okay.
Oh, they was pulling that Joe Budden?
But now, he says the best way to get over our beef is to collaborate, make a record together.
That's a bad look, yo. I'm sorry.
That's a bad look.
That's a bad look.
That's a job interview. What I keep telling you about these rich young niggas and old niggas hanging around in the lobby looking for jobs.
You couldn't beef with them, so can't beat them, so join them. Is that what that sounds like to me?
I'm talking about Bone Thugs. I'm talking about Bone Thugs and
Harmony.
Trying
to open up for these niggas?
Nigga.
Oh, no, Kurt.
I'm just saying, you're saying job interviews. What the fuck would they actually be doing as a job?
Nigga.
Other than fucking sweeping their fucking, their loft or some shit. What kind of job could these niggas get? Because they're too old to be opening up for these niggas because their fans don't know who the fuck Bone Thugs is.
All Flesh and Bone and Bone Thugs and Harmony need to do get in the lab and make some good fucking records and all will be taken care of. But no.
Yo, can I hit you with that?
Ooh.
Eddie Kane.
Ouch.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm just saying.
You gotta get your money, man. Gotta get your money, man.
They missed their Uncle Charles, y'all. Come on, man. That's not a good look. I'm just saying, sorry.
You know, veteran guys, they get played.
You ain't gotta do that.
You do not gotta do that. Yo, you gotta keep your self-respect. You ain't gotta make a record with them niggas.
Nope. Make your own records.
Make your own records.
It won't get as much play as far as views these days.
Even if them niggas made a record with Bone Thugs and Harmony, no young bulls give a fuck.
They're gonna get abused though, because niggas is gonna check it.
And
even though they
old
gonna
head
them
niggas
old
gonna
niggas
be like
whack.
That shit trash.
Them old niggas is whack, but Migos is doing it.
Okay. All right. It's job interview time. I'm hanging. I'm out here in the lobby over at Quality Control, putting in a job application.
Are you showing up with the resume, yo?
Ouch. Son, how the fuck as a let's just say this. Bone Thugs and Harmony are fucking Hall of Famers.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn right.
How the fuck are Hall of Famers looking for interviews from niggas that ain't even ready for the Hall of Fame? They're looking for jobs from these niggas.
Hold up. So, any Bone Thug fans out there, you want to defend your boys, yo, hit us at the text chain. That's the best place to be.
I couldn't even come up with a motherfucking Migos ad-lib at that second, yo. And I was trying.
Hey,
I was stuck.
Anyway.
Oh, jumping out the gym.
Anyway, speaking of the text chain, I'm going to give a special shout-out to Diff.
What up, Diff?
No doubt, I want to give a shout-out to Diff Sr., who basically came in with the full production when we were talking about the Satan rap, the 666.
Horrorcore.
He said Gangsta Nip. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even think of Gangsta Nip.
Me neither.
And then other people came in. But see, that's the text chain. And that's what I was talking about, at least making the attempt to at least, I'm talking about Vlad and these other commercial outlets, don't even make the attempt. Okay, we were short. But we made the attempt.
No doubt. And even I was going to say Esham, but I thought Esham was later.
Right. And Esham was brung up again. Yeah. I'm just saying. But and so, you know, and I appreciate that.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. We're giving credit where credit is due. The full scope of horrorcore, who may have been the first in succession. Not that shortcut shit.
No, sir.
Not that, oh, yo, this 3-6 Mafia, since y'all were doing it, what do you think about Lil Nas X? Shut the fuck up, nigga. Do some research. Anyway, but anyway, shout to Diff, you know what I mean, and others who participated in that.
I don't need to do no research. My checks is right.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So, all right, as we continue on, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we just got a smidgen more Migos talk, but only in a limited fashion.
Okay.
All right. A young rapper by the name of Big Jade. By the way, Big Jade comes to us from Beaumont, Texas.
So now they're not okay. Lil's and Young's no more. They're going to go to
well,
Big.
Oh, yeah, this is Big Jade, a young lady who refused to sign with Offset. I guess Offset trying to get his own label and shit jumping.
Nothing wrong with that. Of course. Get it.
But she refused to sign with him after Offset asked her to get plastic surgery.
Oh,
she can't be Big Jade no more,
no.
son?
So the young lady basically said to her, the young lady basically said, I could have signed with Offset. He was willing to give me double what Alamo Records gave me. But she also came with this statement. Now, you got to hold up, hold ball while I read the statement, okay? I feel like hip-hop died when the titties and ass became more important than the music.
What?
And she said, as far as the plastic surgery, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, double X posse.
Not going to be able to do it.
So the article says, you know, you got to respect Big Jade for taking less money and being more, you know, want to be more authentic in her presentation.
Now I want to hear what she's actually saying.
So, you know, I went to a couple of Big Jade videos, right?
Uh-oh.
And the first lyric was, you know, I keep the wet propaganda popping.
Over trap hi-hats. Not the rattlesnakes.
Yeah. I mean, and look, this is the type of music she makes.
So one thing she said was asses and titties being more prominent than the music.
Oh, there were.
But yet she's talking about something else.
Keeping the wet propaganda popping. And there were plenty of booty and plenty of
ass propaganda.
Yes, there's plenty of booty and plenty of that in the video.
Wow.
So I think that maybe the young lady may have purity in heart, but probably not. Probably is taking a realistic approach. It's not like you're going to be hearing me rhyming over any fucking James Brown breakbeats. Okay,
she ain't Sa Rock.
I'm not even expecting that. From
you
her.
Fucking kidding me?
I wouldn't even care that she was rhyming over trap beats. Not for me. It's the fact that if you say all of that type of shit and say that Offset wants you to do this, and say that it when asses and titties became more prominent than the music. And then you come out and you're still talking that same bullshit?
You need to cut it.
Exactly, my nigga. You need to fucking cut it the fuck out. Because you're lying.
Shit.
Offset some way and somehow fucking pissed you off or whatever the fuck happened. And you don't want to sign with that nigga for whatever
plastic
reason.
Plastic surgery.
So that might all that shit down. Is ridiculous to me that you said was for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't want to besmirch the young lady.
No, no diss to her.
That
just saying that she
may
was,
be
she
pure in heart, but taking a realistic approach at the music business that her rhyming over James Brown fully clothed with African medallions don't get it done.
Time out, though, yo. What could, I mean, just that plastic surgery shit is really fucking with me right now. So you're whatever you're doing, I'm going to say art, okay, for the sake of argument. Your art is good enough. Why the fuck you got to get plastic surgery?
Oh, B, Offset is way out of fucking line for that shit.
Oh, wait a minute. Is he?
Offset, B.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Oh, come on, killer.
You're telling somebody to go under the fucking knife?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up, B.
Yo, B, we going to put you on VH1.
You about to be on
blast, but you got to grow an afro, nigga.
Nigga, are you telling me that you got to go under the knife for some dumbass nigga's fucking expectations of what somebody should look like?
Your art is good enough, but you got to fucking cut your nose?
B, at the behest of sounding like TMZ and I got to pull my good, I got to pull it out again. I got to check my billfold.
I'm a lawyer.
I'm going to put $1 million.
Hey, Kurt, we got to check the books.
Nah, B.
Hold up, B.
Hold up, B.
We looking like Biden right now. Yeah. We $6 trillion in debt.
Okay, B, hold up. I'm putting $1 million that at least 3 or 4 individuals, I'm talking about Bodak, I'm talking about Wifey, I'm talking about Meg, done had some surgery done.
They probably have, B, and okay. I wouldn't doubt your premise.
All right, what that means is you want to get on Offset for being a realist. Here.
I'm not saying I want to get on him for being a realist.
You said he was out of line.
He is out of line. He's out of line, my nigga.
You don't ask nobody to change what the fuck they look
like. It's like me coming in here saying, B, get rid of that fucking rain, my nigga. Get you a Vestex, my nigga.
Wait a minute. What's the fucking difference?
Get your Radio Shack.
You know what I'm saying? It's like me telling you some dumb shit like that. Like, nigga, this is my shit. How the fuck are you going to tell me what to do with my shit?
What's the motherfucking difference in Wifey or Bodak or any of these other people? You know what I'm saying?
Because they did it on their own.
That's them.
Oh, they
chose to do it.
If she decided to do it on her own,
that's her. But for a nigga to tell her to do it, come on, B.
Nah, B.
B, you.
Yo, I can jump over that fucking table. You wildin', B. You wildin'. You gonna tell me that they come in here and be like, nigga, you got the Sammy Sosa. No, nigga, you got a Sammy Sosa. Your skin... to fucking have the Hip Hop Digest show take that
check
next level.
Yo, let me ask
you. You bleaching your shit?
B, check it
are
out.
You, no, nigga. Answer the question. Are you bleaching your shit, nigga?
No, nigga.
You gotta bleach your shit.
That's not a fair equivalent.
No, nigga. Nope.
It is
you gotta
the
bleach
B.
your shit
that is
for
equivalent.
The Hip Hop Digest show to go to the next level, which is just a fucking half a step. You gotta bleach your shit. You doing it? Yes or no, nigga? Yes or no?
No.
All right, then.
Exactly.
So let me, can I ask you guys one question?
Okay.
Yeah. I answered the question. So, whether if it's Wifey, Meg, or Bodak, you mean to tell me that any work they have done had nothing to do with their career? That's what you're saying.
B, let me let them
any
answer
work
that
they had
let
done
me, let me answer
has
that question.
Nothing to do with
let
their
me answer
career.
That question for you. The answer is for you to say yes, it had something to do with their career. The answer is if a nigga came out and told him to do that shit, he'd be out of fucking line, B.
That's
no matter
line.
What.
That's out of line, yo.
No matter
yo,
what.
We need you to go from a 36 to a 44D.
That's crazy. Okay, I think the problem with this is that those other people I name, I'll give you that. They realize themselves, oh, shit, I need a nip and tuck to keep it super tight versus I get passed by that next 22-year-old who's coming up.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Man.
Offset just cut to the chase. See, she wasn't realizing. Offset is saying, boo, you know, I'm going to give you double the money, get the nip and tuck because his wifey probably done did it. You know what I'm saying? Your boy's wifey probably done did it. Meg, they realized on their own they had to do it. I'm
they
just telling you.
Right,
okay, exactly. Whatever. I'm saying your boy Offset cut to the chase.
And right. And that's where the problem
okay,
came
that's,
in.
No,
okay.
That's not, that's B, Kurt. That's not even a problem. If he brought it to them and said it, so be it. But it's fucked up. I don't have a problem with him asking it. The problem is that the situation caused him to ask her to do that dumb shit.
Oh, that's the hyper volatility of commercial rap, especially where women is involved.
And the really fucked up part about it all is, if she is really nice enough for you to be like, yeah, I should fuck with her, but just because she needs to get some fucking surgery, you're telling me that her talent alone isn't enough?
Hey, what the fuck you talking about talent?
I'm just saying though, B, that's the really fucked up part about it. I know the game. Like, you just named
that's
all the...
That's right, boy. Anything goes.
Exactly. Like, you just named a whole list of niggas that went ahead and did it. Because they know how the fucking the eye candy gets over. They know that shit.
Yeah.
Nigga bringing up talent.
Shit. I said, that's right, boy, anything goes, because I don't think Miss Melody had no surgery.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Miss Melody.
No doubt.
Yes.
And it's fucked up. It's fucked up that man would bring that as a fucking deciding factor. If the fuck what she has created with her voice and her whatever lyrics, I don't know this lady.
Right, and you listen to her.
I don't know nothing about that. But if you feel that she was enough that you could sign, fuck what you talking about. Was she some surgery? Fuck that.
So I want to get out of this topic, but what I want to get to you guys is you motherfuckers is under some crazy ass illusion that Offset is sitting back talking about, yo, she is dumb nice.
No, Beast. I didn't say that.
No, hold up, my nigga.
Hold the fuck up.
He saw a cash cow. No,
exactly. He saw a reason to make some money, Beast.
Fuck that.
I'm not even being put under that bus, my nigga. Talent?
Wrap that shit up.
Wrap that up. You talking about real MC talent?
Yeah, no. That was not in the discussion.
I'm about to get on my Allen Iverson. Talent?
Talent? Talent?
No, my nigga. I'm not saying that she's talented on the mic as far as MCing, but she was talented enough to get over.
To catch his attention.
Catch his attention, but yet she needed to get plastic surgery in order to even get over the hump for that nigga.
Her sound was enough for him to pay double.
Exactly.
All right,
so why the fuck are we talking about what she look like?
So let's get out. Let's get out. You gotta get out. You gotta get out with the Morris Day. What did he say? Titties, asses, something wiggling.
I want to see asses jiggling and titties. Titties jiggling and asses wiggling.
There you go. Right. That's where Offset was. That's where Offset was, and that's where he is. So. Let's move it on.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
No doubt. Shout out to Morris Day. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy, William Cosby.
Oh, boy.
Your boy, William Cosby, denied parole after he refuses sex offender treatment program.
William Gen Pop. Cosby said, fuck that.
Your boy Bill Cosby.
I'm shooting back.
Your boy. Yeah, he did. He did say, fuck that.
I ain't do that shit.
Your boy Bill Cosby will not be released from prison anytime soon. The 83-year-old actor who is currently serving 3 to 10 years in a Pennsylvania state prison after being convicted of sexual assault in 2018 has been denied parole. Nearly 3 years into his sentence.
Denied. What the fuck is Bill Cosby doing to be denied?
Your boy Cause.
the jello pudding.
Cause. Cause, who has maintained his innocence, says, and I'm quoting, I have no plans to attend the therapy program.
Damn.
The Cosby star previously said, I expect to serve my full 10-year sentence.
Ooh. And this nigga, that's a nigga that's keeping a G.
And this nigga, yo, he going out on his head, my nigga. He's 83, and he's saying, I'm going to do the whole 10 standing on my head.
He's 23.
No, he not standing on his head, yo. He might do a triangle.
Well, either way,
yeah, he's standing on his head.
Kaz said, I vow to show no remorse for the crimes he said he did not commit. Okay, this is not the first time he's been denied release.
Wow.
Being at high risk for COVID-19, but they said you are not getting out due to your sex offender status. And Kaz, we have to rehash it a little bit. Partly it is karma for him. Because Kaz was the type of cat to blame under or poor African Americans. Like, you're fucking it up for all of us, you poor Negroes. That was Kaz. That's how he got down.
Can I say a couple words about the Kaz, yo?
My man, please.
Not Mr. Huxtable.
A couple words. You ready, Kurt?
All right, I'm ready.
That's all I got, yo. No, real talk.
Down with prison.
News. Yo, Fat Albert.
Yo, for real, yo, because, yo. I understand.
Part of it's karma, B, but part of it, you can't take this. Yo, they railroaded the fuck out that nigga, though.
Yeah, but they had ammo, B.
They did have ammo.
He gave them ammo,
yo. It's not like this nigga was fucking coming in
at the height of that Me Too. They were looking for scalps. They were looking for R. Kelly's scalp. They were looking for Kaz and Russell Simmons. They were looking for heavy scalps.
B, but it's not like this nigga came into the spot with no fucking skid mark in his drawers.
He had skid marks, B.
He had skid marks, my nigga.
And King Killer must have a short memory because I recall, I don't know where the fuck I was. I think I was in Philly in a hotel and we were recording the Hip Hop Digest one night.
Okay.
And we were talking about Kaz. You even implicated Camille, B. You implicated his wife. So what is this? What's going on right now?
So word is born, and I stand by that. I stand by that. I stand by that, that Camille knew that Kaz was a freak.
Camille!
I'm standing by that, okay? Now, man. I'm telling you, the prosecutor, the state of Pennsylvania, you know, I'm talking about the total 11th hour and 30 minutes. They got that nigga.
They got him.
They got that nigga. So part of it is straight karma, but part of it is just like any other African-American man, Kaz got ran up on. But because Kaz thought he was above it.
He had ammo, though.
But he did. But see, the problem is he thought he was above it.
He thought.
He thought that he was going to be able to get over with the high-priced lawyer.
Yep.
And his status and his name was going to get him over.
Why do I see a 1976 picture of Kaz on the cover?
I don't know if I'm putting Kaz on the cover, but what I am. But again, I stand by all the things I said. Yo, Camille knew what time it was. Yo, word is born. She knew what was up. She knew what was up. Mm. You know, word is born. Just like word is born in the book, Marvin Gaye's wife. Yo, she was out there recruiting broads. Yo, I mean, come on, B.
I'm gonna have to stop short of this.
B, no, that's on record.
I know about the Marvin Gaye thing. It's on record, but the Camille thing is not on record.
It is not, and
I'm not gonna throw her under the bus as of yet, because niggas know how to conceal shit and hide shit.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't say that she actually knew what the fuck this nigga. Maybe she had it. She was like, maybe like, oh, okay, this nigga might be up to something. I don't know exactly what he's up to, but he might be up to something.
Yeah, and tell you what, married, unmarried, if you with person for any length of time, whether you want to admit it to yourself or not, sometimes we see some things we don't want to see.
Oh, that's always.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, that's what's up, yo. But there's a little factoid about Kaz that I also want to lay down on you.
It's not a factoid.
Yeah, yeah. Kaz is housed at the State Correctional Institution at Phoenix in Shiprock Township in Pennsylvania.
Wow, not Phoenix.
Yeah, well, it's in Pennsylvania, but he's at Phoenix. Guess who else is in the same prison, and I'm sure they see each other on a regular.
Who?
Steady B.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Wow.
Kaz and Steady B in the same prison.
Damn.
That's just a little fact right there.
Factoid.
Yes, sir. Damn. Yes, sir. Where Kaz is saying, I'm doing a full 10 years.
Kaz don't even know who the fuck Steady B is.
Right,
yo.
Exactly.
He knew who Steady B is.
No,
I doubt
no,
it.
No,
come
don't.
On, son.
No,
B, this nigga
no,
hated rap.
No,
B,
no,
come
no.
On.
He
this
may
nigga
have hated
rap.
I'll tell you what. He may have hated rap. But I guarantee you, Steady B's a big wheel up in Phoenix, and Kaz know who the fuck Steady B
he
is
might
now.
B, let me correct this. Correct this. He might know who Steady B is as far as the person saying, okay, that's Steady B, or whatever the fuck he's going by in prison. He might say, oh, okay, that's Steady B. But when he was out here living free.
Oh, he didn't fuck with that.
He didn't know who the fuck that nigga was. He didn't know nothing about his music.
I agree, but he know who the fuck he is now.
He might know who he is now, yes.
You know what I mean? Because the motherfuckers in the motherfucking day room is just like, you know, Mr. Cosby, that's Steady B. We going to put you up.
You think folks know who Steady B is up in there?
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. It's close to Philly.
It's close to Philly, but really, how much juice does that nigga really have?
I ain't saying he the fucking man in the motherfucking penitentiary. I'm just saying he's a prisoner of note, just like Kaz. And I bet they are aware of each other. Not that they sit down and playing dominoes.
They ain't around playing Tonk and shit.
Not Steady. Kaz is in, so from what I read, is in Gen Pop.
And so is Steady. Steady ain't getting out. He's in General Pop.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
Yeah, Steady was supposed to get the electric chair.
No, that's Cool C.
That's Cool C. Cool C.
Nah, that's Cool C. Yeah,
Cool C was supposed to get the electric chair.
Hilltop.
Ooh, Hilltop Hustlers.
Mm, Juice Crew Diss.
Oh, my goodness, yo. Them niggas was just the...
Look it up.
I love their music, my nigga. I ain't even gonna front.
So, all right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace to photographer Chai Madu.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
I'm
sir.
Sure I'm not pronouncing his name right. Chimodu.
Yes, sir.
He passed away. And the only thing I guess I want to say, in the golden era, if you were in the 90s, in the golden era, and you seen a picture of the artist that you love, he took it.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. He took the picture of everything that we love. He took a picture of our hearts.
Yeah.
I'm going to be dead ass.
Yeah.
I mean, Doggy Style album cover, Mobb Deep album cover, just to name things like that. 30 Source magazine covers.
Crazy. When the Source was the Source.
When the Source was the Source. All of those pictures in the Source. I seen a background of all the pictures he took, the classic Biggie by the World Trade, the classic Tupac joint, the classic MC8 sitting on the car, the Eazy-E off the three-wheel motion. I mean, he took a picture of our hearts.
He had the whole hip-hop, yo.
Yeah,
it wasn't
he
no
did.
East Coast.
Nah,
West Coast.
Nah,
he had the whole hip-hop, yo.
Nah.
You want to talk about balance?
Right.
That was balance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, East Coast, West Coast,
and
didn't matter.
There's a book that comes out with his photos in it, I'm buying.
Well, there is actually, I think you got a Tupac book.
Tupac. I need
you need the
you need
yes.
Hip hop.
Yeah. Yes. And that would be awesome if they would do that. But again, we have a lot of those photos. He was the director of photography for the Source for a long time. So all those Source magazines you got, all the Source magazines I got, I can go pull them out right now. We're seeing his photography. This man documented and took a picture of our hearts.
Me and King Killer got that. Kurt, I'm not sure if you have collected any of the Source magazines.
No, I didn't get into
but
it.
But me and King Killer got some historical Source, when it was the Source magazines, the real joints, all the way back to the De La Soul joint.
Well, you have that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I came in
it's
at
my will to you, brother.
Yo, my man.
Yes, sir.
I came in, actually, because Swerve really got the golden calf, the first.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's got the true golden calf. I came in at episode 3. But Swerve got the golden cap.
Yes, sir.
So shout to that. But anyway, he has passed away. We, sir, a king.
No doubt.
We just definitely want to honor you. And you ain't lying. They put a book out of his work.
Oh, it's purchased.
It's bought.
Already. I'm willing to pay Ruth Chris.
Top dollar.
For that.
Top dollar?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. My man. Indeed. So the next couple of topics are just sort of in passing here. Exodus, the DMX new album, it has dropped. And, you know, I got to admit, I'm listening to other things.
I'm listening to Let the Dirt Say. Sorry.
I'm just saying, word is born.
I'm gonna get to that.
Yeah, DMX, I'm listening to other things, but I did listen to, it's just one of these things where when the album dropped, everybody, of course, the regular Tackhead Media ran to the Jay-Z and Nas record called Bath Salts. Mm-hmm. And I understand why, because it's Hov and Nas. They were going to do that anyway, you know, whatever.
Of course.
But as I look over the entire album, and I guess Swizz had to do it, it's just so featured laden.
Oh.
Those type of things don't really do anything for me. I'm not one of these people who's like, oh, they got Sting on the record. Yeah, I'm just like,
it's not premiered during the Gangstar album. It's not that.
It's probably a little of that, but it's so many features that.
Right, and to me, B, let me cut you for a second. When the fuck in hip hop did features become more important than the actual person whose album it is?
Well, see, and that's the thing. That's a today's standard. Where, and that's why I say that, you know, trust me, the two records that I listened to, I did listen to the Nas and Jay joined. And I did listen to the Benny the Butcher, Conway, and West Side Gun, Hood Blues. I think DMX was more in the pocket with that record. But even that, it was just, it's so laden with features. And it's like, that is the point. I mean, it's like a DMX record by Khaled Proxy. Now, the beats are more hip-hop. I think Swizzy probably did take better care of the legacy. You know what I'm saying? This is not a total blowout of just pure paper and trying to gin up the paper for legacy. I mean, DMX obviously has his fans, but still, I just, you know, I'm not saying disappointed is the word, but I'm just saying if you're a DMX guy and you're used to wall-to-wall DMX, you better get ready for a lot of features.
Okay, so help me right here real quick. There's a few DMX albums.
Yeah.
In this moment, can you remember any features that he had on his albums?
I mean, other than Rough Rider Contingent.
That's no.
Well, I'm just saying, being honest, other than Rough Rider Contingent, see, like Kurt G said, this feature shit is more important where you just recruiting the entire industry shit. You know what I mean? And there are people, I remember getting on LL Cool J, and I think it was Exit 13, and I'm just like, whoa, you got
Exit
fucking,
forever.
And you got fucking Jamie can. Dupree, you got Jamie Dupree producing joints with J-Lo. Mm. And shit is super whack. I just don't think features do anything for you long term. I think it's just that quick hit, that quick high. Yo, Westside and them niggas is on the new DMX. You know, you pick it up, you play with it, and you put it down.
Ooh, like kids on Christmas?
I'm just saying.
Oh, they playing with the box and not the item?
Ooh,
hey,
ouch.
Man, you know how it is.
Ouch. And you know what? That's a sad to me. Have not heard the album yet. I can say
I haven't, other than
listening to you play it in the other room while I was over here getting shit together. I'm like, that's sad if that's the way that DMX went out as far as listening. Is that it's feature heavy?
I'm not sad, but because that's today's game.
I understand that's today's game, but DMX didn't come from today's game.
Well, but nope. D, in order to survive, would you rather...
Isn't it... Well, time out.
DMX doing job interviews?
It ain't in order to survive. It's in order to get a check by the people who put this shit together.
Yeah, that's true. That's very fucking true. Because DMX could have put out that album with just DMX.
Yep. He could have.
DMX only.
He yep. could have, but like you said, but that's very shrewd on Irv's part. The people who are cutting the checks want to see features because they're going to want to sell it.
Right.
Okay, can't sell it.
They have to, sell it.
They can't sell it. I'm telling you, ask Khaled about that feature shit, nigga. I'm selling all kinds of units, and I'm putting 100 niggas on here.
But DJ Khaled, who I respect, we was talking about that pregame.
Of course.
That is not DMX. DJ Khaled ain't on record spitting bars.
He don't have to
DJ
be.
DJ Khaled is on record.
He is getting paid handsomely.
Together. Yes. So that doesn't have that's totally different.
And his name is on the record.
If DMX was alive, this shit would not have happened.
I don't know about that.
Because if it is the actual record, it's not like they put these features on.
Who's on other DMX albums?
I'm just saying, though, let's be honest here. Let's be direct honest, take feelings out of it. This album was going to come out regardless. Even if he was alive right now, this record was going to come out.
And I believe if he was alive,
this record would have still came out with all these features.
With features, yes.
Because I'm not like, it's not like they put all these features on here after he died.
No.
They were already on
the
record.
The record was largely done.
He already approved this shit.
Yeah, I remember after that fucking Versus shit, they was talking about a new DMX album. I remember that, but I'm just saying, it's hard to even fucking try to extrapolate right now that shit because he's gone.
Well, look, trust me when I tell you, you got time, so just in 3 months from now, you can pick it up.
Yeah, because I haven't listened like Kurt. Yeah. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
because I've been busy listening to hip hop.
Right. No
not
doubt.
To say that DMX is not hip hop. I'm just saying it's this shit with features. That to me is a turnoff.
See, this just this commercial zone. I'm so tuned out right now. I am way past tuned out of this commercial zone because I'm into my house shit right now.
Oh shit!
That I'm way past tuned out of this commercial zone shit. I love my underground shit, but this commercial zone and this DMX and all this shit, I can't get into it. And I love DMX. Niggas know that. Listen to this show. Know that how much I'm a DMX fan.
Yes, sir.
And to know that. To just off of Killer's representation of what this album is and listening, I don't even want to hear the fucking album, really. I'm not even in any type of interest of even hearing this album right now.
I'm going to give it a run, but I can tell you that, you know, because of the numerous features and I'm hearing shit on there, because like Word is Born, yo, I mean, even on the Griselda joint, or whatever, I'm just like, man, they could have left West Side Gun off of that bitch.
Oh, wow.
And you know what's funny about that shit?
I'm good with Benny and Khan, but...
You know what's funny about that shit? Because I've been here getting shit set up for the show, and I'm listening to you listen to that shit, and I hear Benny, and I hear Khan and them, but West Side Gun was the first nigga on the track.
Right.
So I hear West Side, and I'm like, damn, that's the best I heard West Side in a minute. And I'm like, this nigga West Side, usually I can't fuck with his voice like that. Right, and I'm like, okay, right. This nigga West Side, but he's sounding good right now. And for you to say what you just said, because I love Benny. Benny's the man to me. But for you to say what you just said, just like, doo, damn, doo, okay. Doo, doo. Yeah, that, like, explain to me, B, why the fuck West Side shouldn't even been on that cut.
No, I guess I'm like you in aggregate. I think it was just the timing, his voice. I kind of wanted to get to the other niggas, so I kind of wanted to get by him. Right. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like lyrically, you're right. I didn't hear him lyrically. I just heard his voice and was like, can we get past this nigga?
You ain't heard dope before.
You almost got him, B. You almost got him. You got a little bit higher pitch.
Yeah, you got a little bit higher pitch on that.
Yeah, I'm a grown man, B. Yeah. I can't do it.
So, all right. And the last topic is our good friend of the show, Kodiak.
Kodiak sighting, nigga?
Look, yo, Kurt, when I walked in the building, I saw fucking, what did I say his hand? What I called it? I said, I can't remember. But I saw him on the goddamn screen. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, but check it out.
Only you can prevent forest fires, my nigga.
So our boy Kodiak quickly is having some real issues. Okay, here we go. The rapper addresses his Haitian boy Kodak album and the numbers, okay? He said got a lack of support from the label. All right. It was expected to sell 22,000 the first week.
Wait.
Let me finish.
22,000.
Expected to sell 22,000 the first week. The rapper wrote, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know, basically he's saying this is some bullshit. He was like, you know, I used to sell 100K the first week, but along the way, the entire game turned gay. Mm. Oh. And this is a huge cosign by Blackface.
Oh,
and
wow.
And Blackface talking about the album's great.
Wow. So, before you go all the way in, B, let me question. And I got to question this.
Okay.
Since when did all of a sudden the numbers expectation get so low? Like, remember when niggas used to have to go gold the first week? And even remember that shit when niggas, superstars.
I'm talking about superstars. 500,000 is gold, right?
500,000 is
gold. We talking 22,000.
Right. I'm talking five. He was expecting 22,000. Now, his expectations was that fucking low.
Well, remember his expectations.
Remember when niggas that was superstars, that was the man?
His expectation.
Gold was the standard?
His expectation was 100,000. He sold 22,000.
Okay, his expectations was 100. Right. Even 100,000 is low for niggas at his status.
But even if you trying to get 100,000 and you only at 22.
That's bullshit.
Well, Look, there's people on the text chain who's going to give you the algorithm and the number equivalents, okay?
Okay.
And understanding that nobody sells physical anymore, so forget about that. Forget about that Fuji's 300 thou.
Question.
They might get drop shit. Not in this day and age. They're going to recoup from...
He got the church hand up.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Pastor. I need to speak right now, Pastor. I'm feeling the spirit. Could I say this? You're telling me physical sales, right? But they have equivalents to physical sales,
they
right?
do.
So I'm want to understand it, because I'm really, right now, Pastor, I need to understand the equivalents equal sales, right? Certain amount of equivalents equal sales. So let's say whatever they're talking about, let's make it real simple. 1,000 listens equal 1 sale.
I think it's more than that.
I know. I'm just making them bullshit right now. I'm just talking some talk.
Okay.
This is me talking some talk, Pastor.
Okay. I'm talking
shit, Pastor.
I'm just making up some numbers. This is me making up numbers like they do.
Okay. I got
you. Because the numbers is all made up.
I got
you. They just don't want to admit it. But anyway, let's say 1,000 listens equal 1 sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we got equivalents, right, and niggas used to go gold in the first week, by just niggas buying it, wouldn't you think that you would even do more numbers because niggas is listening? Because niggas ain't even actually got to like your shit to listen to it. I can listen to a nigga that I don't like just because all the hype is hot. Let me listen to this nigga for a quick second and just see. So now you're telling me that the expectations is lower than what the numbers used to be? To me, that sounds like niggas like... These niggas that run the numbers now is getting over on these niggas by saying, you know what, you're not really doing the numbers that you think you're doing, because they want to keep all the fucking money for themselves.
So let me answer the question. So in the streaming area, this is hyperbolic to rap. Kodiak Black selling 22 is just what he sells the first week. That number is arbitrary, and it only... makes a difference in rap. Doesn't do that in rock. It doesn't do that in country. Doesn't do that in any other form of music, because they understand that once you get the algorithm right and the right video on the right sequence, you get YouTube and you get these other niggas in line or whatever, Kodiak will be fine. Okay, we're living in an era where I just seen Post Malone and some nigga, Swae Lee, whatever the fuck his name is.
Swae Lee. Yeah.
Whatever, talking about the record they put out together got an award for 12 million. Okay? You know what that is? It's just 12 million niggas over a series of all platforms. Okay? That gets you 12 million. The article, I'm remembering the G-Eazy article, this nigga talking about he got like 18, you know, gold and platinum records. It's not selling that shit. So Kodiak is hyperbolic because the bad press in rap is hyperbolic.
But
22K is just 22K for the amount of people who were looking in. By the time Kodiak gets drunk and slaps some niggas at the bar, okay, he's at his number.
B, but you missed my point.
I surely did.
You missed my point. My point is that these niggas is lying. That's my point.
Yes!
You missed my point. No. These niggas is lying. They're telling Kodiak that he only did 22, when maybe he could have probably did 300,000.
Well, first of
but
all...
But they just told him he did 22 because he's no longer in the good graces of the niggas that's running this shit.
There's no independent verification of who sold what. Back in the days, you would least, and you didn't have verification then, but you would least had different entities, and you had when SoundScan came into play.
Right.
That was a whole nother entity. You weren't solely relying on the record industry. SoundScan from at the point of sale.
Right.
Gave you an idea of what you were selling. Okay. Here, you're taking the label's word for it. Whether if Atlantic Records is trying to push Kodiak Black out or not or whatever, it doesn't matter. The number is arbitrary, and he's hot because rap, commercial rap, is hyperbolic. any of this 22,000 when your boy Aubrey's getting ready to blow the box out whenever his shit drop at a million or better first week. Okay.
The nigga's doing a billion.
A billion
views, of course.
Fine. I'm just saying, you can't look fucked up around this type of hyperbolic information. That's what Kodiak is pissed. When he talked about label not supporting, he like, yo, I'm worth a nigga talking about I sold 125, 150. He wants the label to lie so he look good.
But I'm saying that he probably did do that. Because it's Kodiak.
I'm not saying.
In your words, it's Kodiak. And I'm like, this nigga just does anything and niggas is going to but click on
it. I'm not disagreeing with you. But what I'm saying is that whatever his situation is up at the label, they didn't go to bat. So therefore, whether they're lying or not, the information that we got on the paper. And
right
now, Kodiak, now
he's on the outside looking in. This nigga's out the whip.
No, he's not. Because all he got to do is go out there and slap a motherfucker in the middle of a fucking grocery store somewhere. And it's going to be a million motherfuckers. Just the death of MF Doom was proof positive.
Of course.
He died. And next thing you know, we done had your boy talking about, yo, can you believe it? He's numbered so-and-so and sold such and such on streaming. I told you streaming works for everybody.
Yeah, dead rappers get better promotion.
Okay.
Shout out.
I'm agreeing
dead
with you.
Dead rappers need promotion.
I'm agreeing with you, but I think that we just disagree in the semantics here.
Right.
To me, I think the label probably, look, we need this nigga to be motivated.
Right.
He's not motivated. Exactly. He's now want to sit back on his money and act like a baller. Okay, yeah, you sold 20,000 the first week. Okay, nigga, get hype. Go out and slap a motherfucker.
I don't really care if she died.
But see, the fucked up part about that shit is that if what you're saying is true, let's say what you're saying is completely true. Say this nigga next week slap a nigga in the fucking Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
Georgia.
You know what I'm saying? And so he slap a nigga up at the Piggly Wiggly and his numbers go up.
Right.
That's fucked up.
Oh, okay. Stop. Hold
because
the presses.
That ain't got shit to do with the music.
Oh, wait. Stop. Hold the presses. Okay? I just seen this shit last week. Nicki Minaj is thinking about putting a new product out, right? New record, right?
Right.
Okay? What's the first thing she did? Show her ass.
But that's what she always does.
It don't matter. So she's motivated. What is she going to announce? I'm putting a new record out and then wait till the record come out? Let me get some ass out there on social media, boo. Let's work the record. Let's work at least your ass getting out and then everybody will hurry up and click up to see the record. That's
it
how
is
we...
up, it is up, it is up.
So, B, that's all I'm saying, B. Whatever the situation is up at the label, all I know is, to me, this is just a situation to get motivated, to get that nigga motivated. Then his numbers will be up. By the end of the day, this nigga is going to have fucking... You'll see him in a picture somewhere with a half dozen to a baker's dozen gold and platinum records, and all will be well.
Fuck that.
That's fucked up, dude.
All right, let's get ready, yo. We've been wilding.
This has
this
been
shit.
Beautiful, yo. I love y'all brothers, man. Y'all is my family forever, man. You knew that. we was kids. When we were kids, we had no idea. And I'm waxing nostalgic right now because we in this motherfucker, and it's been a minute, yo.
No doubt. It's time for Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
Let's do it.
All right. This week we got Sage Poet, Parable of the Chariot. That's Sage Poet, Parable of the Chariot. Then we got DJ Muggs and Rome Streets, Death in the Magician. That's DJ Muggs and Rome Streets, Death in the Magician.
I actually heard some good things about that.
Mm.
Not bad.
Okay. All right. No doubt. So, like I said, you know, we're going to continue to do it, you know, like we do.
When we do. How we do.
Yes, sir.
Because you know we're going to do it. Peace, I'm out.
Fuck that.
Alright.
mission. Realize you're grabbing mics, equals microphone dial. Straight up, I never blend, start cooking that plan. Gunman, Elive, live man, special man. I'll stand through time, when time just went. Wondering, and die how these funds keep coming in. And crews be crumbling, I just do what I do, and get the loot. I guess you probably know my whole crew. We came through, full-fledged, young guns and vets. Know the legend, combat, never be misled. While you ask who's that, the sweat is dripping off your head. Shirt gets wet, blood red from bloodshed. The docs is essential, you could never top that. Can't touch this potential, Elive monumental. You casual, small time like DeVito. Non-equal, Cabo, laced with gold Virgo. To some, I'm a rogue model, aka hero. Gun and the ammo, freeze MCs beneath zero. The stack sequel, many try, but ain't no stopping it. I'll be docking it, had you open, now I'm locking it. You watch this, it's fabulous, you envy this. E-Grand delivers like Postman, anonymous. I reign on top of this game and take aim. And still spit flames while you fell off like Dana Dane.
Since day one, imagine there be more days to come. Extraordinary, be very legendary to some.
Listen, in addition, there ain't no use chasing. Listen, in addition, realize you're grabbing mics, equals microphone dies. Listen, in addition, there ain't no use.
It's the 010, forget the 212. Brand new, I'm sinister, casting spells on you. Out of the blue, style Copperfield, committee gung fu. Break vocalist, still there's nothing but residue. You left without a clue, try to deny, go deny. Why you even try? Know it's damn hard without a god. I glide like bobsleds, lubricate tracks. It's Olympic, stand for five rings, they all blinking. I'm drinking, probably VSOP, lounging. Why you following this rap monopoly? Stalking me, you stuck in some Final Fantasy. I'm like this world turning kid, ain't no stopping me. I thought you'd understand, I got honors in stacks. Sometimes I start popping rhymes just to relax. I bump like hunchbacks in churches of Notre Dame. Forget the fame, it's all about the ducats in this game. I shock like Joe Cock, have an epilepsy. Now let's see, can you impress me? Can you bless me? A whole city resurrected, wasn't accidentally, believe me. Endlessly, eternal, check the artist and scheme this market. Yo, miss, we started this. Hip-hop survivalist, showing ain't no bending this. The bottom line, take you higher than your cannabis. You don't wanna mess with this. Listen, in addition, there ain't no use to chasing. Listen, in addition, realize you're grabbing mics equals microphone dies. Listen, in addition, there ain't no use to chasing. Listen, in addition, realize you're grabbing mics equals microphone dies.
One love, 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 hear this. I'm classic like a Coca-Cola. Why don't you roll a L and make it spiffy? All the L's twisty. Oh, yes, let's get lifty. Long live the rugged female. Heather beats the war. You gun-waving niggas, put down your Glocks, please. No need for playing a heart anymore. The bulletproof lyricist is knocking at your door. So open up, let me in. Let's get nasty if you wanna. I'll freak that butt like a film by Heather Hunter. Touch you, cut you. I might just bust you. Bust your shit, MC Tongue Trick. East Coast kid, how I swing. Bounce to Brooklyn. No need to tell you what I partook in. Just know Heather B is back in town. There's no question. All clocks down.
Clocks down.
Corner spot near you, it's the sidewalking, rap talking, hip hop sister. No need to try me, mister. You got rhymes, go for it. We need no chorus. Freestyles coming from the door. And who's testing the untestable? Styles flexible, you're gonna have to bounce 12 rounds. TKO by the third. Fuck what you heard. I didn't feel like playing a rap, cause you's part time with a part rhyme. Committing no crimes and claiming to be hard on the block. So feel my phone, my beat, my vibe. I'm live or alive, you know the time. Kid, just raise up, rise up, open your eyes up. Already got you sized up, so wise up, bitch. A L to the neck, a double deuce of best. And now my mindset, I'll be rowdy to the death. Do us part, one love, my crew right here in heart. Don't even play me, son, you'll get dead, done. Turn it, all gats, all guns. I'll leave your shorty with her hair undone. And then you know Heather B is back in town. So no question, all Glocks down. Heather B is back.
Glocks down. Hit it with that focus in.
I can break it down like whatever you want.
Glocks down. Hit it with that focus.
Can't wait until tonight when real niggas turn tripe. I love the orange light from the Dutch master tip. My whole crew bit a half a hundred. Gone, spit, chocolate tie. Chew that, yo, who him, who that? Snatching up the L like a sniper. Son, you will surely miss the next cipher if you ever try to hog up the L again. Last one to put in, first son to dig in. Now I hear you riffing me while I'm counting your toes. The hand low burns my throat with no chaser. I'm feeling vibes by my hip from the black pager. Blowing up for the 9-4, for the 9-5, for the 9-square. Either way, say word, word. Heather B is in there to the most hot and to the most deaf. No quest or
Glocks down. Hit him with that focus
in. I can break it down like whatever you want.
Glocks down. Hit him with that focus
in. I can break it down like whatever you want.
Glocks down. Hit him with that focus
in. I can break it down like whatever you want.
Glocks down. Hit him with that focus.
Whatever you want, I can break it down like whatever you want. I can break it down like whatever you want. I can break it down like whatever you want.
One love. One love. Heather B is back. One love. Heather B is back. One love.
Everybody wants success, progress. rest. Be a superstar flex. Fancy cars, cash, large checks. Live large, they dug Gambinos in Reno. Gamble grants in the casinos. Be rich like Al Pacino. Rock mink, diamond rings. Drink fine wine with flings. Fine cuisines, the finer things. Act like they're kings. Live supreme with the luxury and addictive things. Malicious fiends be selling idiots fictitious shit. What does life hold besides nice clothes? High price goals, steak hoes. One in your bank rolls. Or robbers if it ain't those. Heads quitting jobs, getting large, flipping yards. Vicks be getting robbed for their jewels ripped and scarred. Money's the cause reason for more thugs, more thieving, more grieving, more treason. Getting that money throughout all seasons. Leaving the clip up in the nine. These streetwise minds beat the system, their curriculums are crime.
One for all the cops who sacrificed the after me. And two for all the groups that's always doing dirty deeds. And three for all the ladies that supply my daily needs. And four that stands forever plus the 40 O's a week.
Life's a strain, things change, so my bro Dread. Find out like Lopez, he was a cokehead. One night when we broke bread, I'm bucking. In my world, the struggling. Had to get a gig and it was juggling. The stuff that thugs be smuggling before I was budgeting.
And now I'm so on your plate.
A healthy steak, now I got bank money to waste. Woman wanna take me on a date to fornicate, send me upstate. Remember Mike Tyson got charged for rape. Jake's be bringing hate, what else they coming for? Could it before the Rodney King footage, we pack it guns galore. Ready to war, but some thugs just love to war. Feel there above the law, ignoring cops. And these streets be balling hot, where Big Willie's call the shots. Get all the props on the block as the Big Apple falls and rise. Word up, you know the deal, the streets is ill like that. You got my back, I got your back, let's keep it real like that.
One for all the cops who sacrificed the after me. And two for all the groups that's always doing dirty deeds. And three for all the ladies that supply my daily needs. And four that stands forever plus the 40 O's of weeds. One for all the cops who sacrificed the after me. And two for all the groups that's always doing dirty deeds. And three for all the ladies that supply my daily needs. And four that stands forever plus the 40 O's of weeds.
My body lift off rice and beans. Born in Brooklyn, lived half of my life in Queens, but still I took like a Crooklyn. It's no joke being broke, live a life on hope. When I could live a life of luxury like the Pope. No equality, cause of poverty. I never struck the lottery, so fuck the lottery. I got commodities as well to sell. Excel, who's living swell? Cause life's a living hell, like living in a prison cell. And then why thugs bring pain? Kick your ass in the rain, quick the bash in your brain. Get your cash and your chain. It's lynching, it's tension, like the murder trial of O.J. Simpson. Success, yeah, to hell with Clinton, it's like that. That's why I stack loot with crack loot, cause I wanted a fat coup, but I'm no longer with that troop. Still with the loot, it's vital to survival. Love duckers, hate ruckus, but if I got to bring the ruckus, fuck it.
One for all the cops who sacrificed the after me. And two for all the groups that's always doing dirty deeds. And three for all the ladies that supply my daily needs. And four that stands forever plus the 40 O's a week.
From LA all the way to Long Island, who am I? That motherfucker nigga who be dissing. I be ripping motherfuckers like I'm eating on some chicken. Finger licking, like I got you out of Sylvia's, Copeland's, Roscoe's, Boyo, Loco, Bojangles, Popeyes, even KFC. Yo, MCs ain't got no wins when they fuck with DOG. I'm dramatic, emphatic, I'm charismatic, I'm down with my niggas. My people, keeping it real, fucking up your mind. Representing till the fullest, yo, I got another rhyme. Showtime, put more systems than the Alpine. I bet you thinking to yourself right now what's on my mind. Word. My mind's fed up, yo, I'm dead up. These faggot ass rappers and these punk bitches gonna get fed up. Word. Running around the industry, fronting like a Ziggy. Yeah. Just because you rap don't make you a piggy. Who is he? Some unknown sucker from the project. Made a few demos, now you think you got it. Rhyming like Nas, what? Looking like Tretch. Beach mad weak. Woo. Hook I can't catch. Saying Def Jam's gonna sign you. You better
get a job and leave that bullshit behind you. Word, you got some motherfucking nerve. I should have left your ass on the goddamn curb. But I'ma leave it all the motherfucking same and focus my attention on those rappers in the game. Now, first you made a jam that's hot, hot. Then you made another, then that shit went pop, pop. Then you made another, then that shit had flopped. You deserve exactly what your ass got, motherfucker. Trying to run after the whites. You used to wear Tim's, now your ass is in tights. And every time I see you, all you wanna do is fight. Don't get mad, cause my shit is right. I'm a motherfucking man like you. You wanna be fake, well I gotta be true. You wanna be the next when you should've been you. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Bitch, all I wanna do is rap. Get some trap and live life kinda fat, and that's that. But how could a man just rap
when the whole fucking industry is whack?
All I wanna do is rap. Get some trap and live life kinda fat, and that's that. But how could a man just rap
when the whole fucking industry is whack?
Yeah, cool, keep checking in. That's right, for you whack motherfuckers, I got the show still. Tell you like it is, gotta get this shit off. This ain't the Grammy Awards, ass tight tuxedos. Niggas are phony, trying to act like my peoples. TV stars Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, her brother Michael, filling babies for some rectum action. Niggas like Al Green, I can't trust Little Richard, Little Bitchard. Girls today slept with Rock Hudson. The NBA, your favorite ball players turning gay. Girls go nuts, get attracted having wild sex. In big mansions, Hollywood's unsafe sex. Sniffing coke, movie stars rolling fly cars. Everybody has a card, runs a fake business. I'm that OJ who gives a fuck about his case like Madonna. That devil wearing paint on her face. You know the industry is already crossed over sexually. A lot of people turn bumblebees, Sodom and Gomorrah. It's time for information. Half of y'all sexing at the AIDS Foundation. I lay it down, clown, and take your famous queer crown. Glamour and famous mixed up, you slept with Rod Stewart. Girls get caught, take off the heels for their record deals. Did you get the deal, bitch? Got served. And you say,
all we wanna do is rap. Get some trap and live life kinda fat, and that's that. But how could a man just rap
when the whole fucking industry is whack?
All we wanna do is rap. Get some trap and live life kinda fat, and that's that. But how could a man just rap
when the whole fucking industry is whack?
My ghetto life, it's hard if I
a day's work, I'll lose my job.
Get him. Get him.
Now you try to get away or maybe do something about it. Cause you're living in the ghetto, ain't no way you can doubt it. People fighting all the time, to them I think it's fun. Little kids 10 and 11 walk around with guns. Robbing people, snatching jewelry, not going to school. Don't you know life is hard and all of that ain't cool. Cause once you done, no turning back, it's all downhill. So you should try your very best, cause I know I will.
In the,
cause of bumps and the slums you